Christians say massive protests in Myanmar highlight lack of freedoms, and flooding in Bangladesh births a literal floating church, and a ministry celebrates an addition to a fleet in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Buddhist monks and other protesters flooded the streets of Myanmar's biggest city yesterday in a strong show of dissent against the ruling generals. Tensions are thick as everyone waits for the government's response. In the past, that response has been swift and brutal. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"These protests are really a response to the difficulty of the life and a pressure on the government to grant more rights to the people of Myanmar."
Rights, which for Christians are often denied. Myanmar ranks 18th in the Open Doors World Watch list, a semi-annual release ranking countries according to the level of persecution Christians face for actively pursuing their faith. Nettleton says,
"One of the great challenges in a time of turmoil like this is just to live in peace and to live that confidence that whatever happens in the country, obviously God is still faithful, God is still on the throne. And so we can pray that they'll be encouraged and that they'll be confident in the Lord. And I think we can pray for peace."
Next, monsoon-swollen rivers in Bangladesh burst their banks. The waters submerged thousands of villages and ruined much of the farmland. Audio Scripture Ministries' Chad Vandenbosch says they just trained studio technicians there when the disaster hit. The churches then became relief centers.
People would come from all over to come and visit the churches that they set up as distribution centers. And as part of those distributions, they would also distribute scripture cassettes and other audio resources. And so what I saw while I was there was that more people are actually coming to the church.
Vandenbosch says the studio will be busy providing new scripture cassettes to new churches.
Listening groups were started and they were having Bible studies. And in areas where there wasn't even enough dry land for a church to gather, people would come from their houses or they would bring their boats or whatever they could float on, and they would tie them up together. And they would listen to the scriptures, and they would have a worship time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Ghana, children at Every Child Ministries' Haven of Hope Orphanage can play outside, rain or shine. During the first few weeks of September, volunteers built a giant pole barn-like structure that Joe Roberts, one of the builders, says has a few purposes.
They are in the process of conducting a Haven of Hope Academy, a school, and they needed the additional classroom space and an activity center for the kids to play in year-round, and if there's rain or something of that sort, that the kids had something to play in.
This addition is just one step in Haven of Hope's 10-year plan for expansion. Right now, they have about 32 children living at the orphanage, but until there's room for everyone, they'll continue to minister to those still on the street, says Roberts.
Sunday mornings, the ECM volunteers, local staff, travel to the train station in downtown Accra, and they actually conduct Sunday school classes for the street kids and provide them a meal.
Pray for growth so that more children can enjoy a Christ-centered home. Meanwhile, a second plane in Mission Aviation Fellowship's fleet will greatly improve their ministry in Haiti. Last week, MAF celebrated the acquisition of a 1997 Cessna aircraft. It's a workhorse, able to carry large equipment and take off on shorter runways. The plane can also transport ministry teams more efficiently. In French, the plane's registration letters, LLS, stand for Praise the Lord. MAF is thankful to donors who invested in the future of sharing Christ's love in Haiti with people in remote areas. And a small child care center is aspiring to become a preschool. Missionaries from the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism helped start the center in Costa Rica just 6 months ago. Currently, the school is open weekdays from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, and though the average attendance is only 2 children, they offer valuable teaching and psychological services 2 days a week. Those children also receive breakfast and lunch. Pray with them for a full-time teacher or a director. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.